Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Jake remembered the Normandy invasion.
They were there, and they were real, and I was the ghost among them.
Davy had had enough.
Boy, your uncle is crazy. So are you, for that matter. All you cones are nutso. We got to St. Lawrence about sunset, which is not a great time to be driving there because you are looking right into the goddamn sun the whole way. We're driving down to the beach, and there's my car ahead of us, the one I hired, and your uncle is driving.
I woke up in the dark and found that my hands were tied behind my back, my ankles were bound too. It felt like I was in the trunk of a car and that the car was moving. Then I heard some honking, and the car came to a stop. I heard voices.
Davy, what a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I bet.
Who's your lady friend, Davy?
This is my friend, Christine Jorgensen.
Ah, yes, the notorious Christine Jorgensen. How are you, Christine?
Where is he?
Where is who?
Where is Jake, you bastard?
I'm here, Christine!
Jake, you're in the trunk? Are you all right?
Yeah, but it's stuffy as hell in here.
Really, Mr. Cohen, open this immediately.
Of course.
Hello, Chris. You look nice.
Jake, what's he done to you?
Sorry, lady. These European cars aren't as roomy as the American models. It may get a little tight in there.
Robert, no!
Hello, Chris. I was afraid you weren't coming.
Hello, Jake. Is this the place you wrote me about?
No, it's down the beach a bit, I think. It's not very big, but it's bigger than this.
I was going to rescue you, but I'm not used to high heels yet.
Don't worry about it. You did fine.
So, your uncle tells me to start driving to Marseille. He says we're meeting this guy from the French Foreign Legion there, and if I'm a good boy and don't get us lost, he won't send me off to the Legion with Barnes.
There's a son of a bitch I've done some business with, Ali Khan, married to Rita Hayworth. A real hard ass, used to be in the Legion. Those Arab Muslims know how to keep their people in line, not like Mossadegh and those bleeding-heart democracy nuts. We could learn from them. Pick your nose, they cut off your finger. Ali will make a call, make sure Barnes gets personal attention.
What about Christine?
Yes, the notorious Christine Jorgensen. Do you have any idea what some of those whorehouses in Marseille would pay for her? Wait, pull over here for a minute, I have to take a leak.
He leaves his gun on the seat. I guess he doesn't see me as much of a threat, but I know a little about guns. So I take my gum out of my mouth and I wedge it under the safety.
Okay, let's go.
I'm worried about those two in the trunk.
What's to worry about?
They need some air. Otherwise, they aren't going to make it to Marseille or anywhere.
All right.
Anyway, here's what happened. Cohen stopped the car for some reason and came back. Chris had obligingly sawed my restraints with a nail file, so I was able to conk him over the head with a tire iron when he opened the trunk. All very dramatic and exciting, but not much to it if you don't count the gun. And I don't count the gun, not really. The Mas 50 is a Browning single action with a slide-mounted safety. Cohen had some trouble with the safety. Apparently Shine had jammed it. Chris told me Davy was on our side now. We got Cohn trussed up with the rope and gagged with Chris's nylons, and we tucked him into our old quarters. Shine knew where Cohen had set up the contact with the Foreign Legion guys, so I gave him the keys to Cohen's rental car and told him to deliver the package. Tell the guy to make sure to keep the gag in. Tell him this Barnes guy is delusional and more than nine-tenths wacko, but he'll be a hell of a fighter once you get him to Algiers.
You bet, Jake.
Shine took the car and pointed it towards Marseille. I took Mademoiselle Chris's arm and pointed it towards the inn. A curtain of decency descends over what followed. Your old pal and literary mentor and guide through life, Jake.
So that's what I did. I drove like hell all the way to Marseille and found the Foreign Legion guy down at the waterfront, and the last time I saw your uncle, he was being loaded into a freighter. So, listen, Roy, I think you and me should call it a day. That stuff's okay when you're a kid fooling around, but I'm going to find me a girl and settle down and do something serious with my life. I'm thinking of going into the movies. I met some guy in Marseille who told me some real swell stories, and maybe I can do something with this French connection. Anyway, I'm sure as hell not going into the army, so you get that squared away, okay, for old time's sake? That way all our little secrets can stay our little secrets. Your pal, Davey.
Jake Barnes, Saint-Laurent-sur-Mer, May 17th. Lady B, well, I never thought I'd be writing to you about this, although I imagine doing it with you often enough. Hell, I imagine doing it often enough with anybody. But here's the scoop. I'm all there now, and it works. It goes up and down. I could change a tire with it. Better than that, I can do what it's designed for. Have done it. The old in and out. Well, I'm here to tell you that's exactly how it works. In and out, and in and out, and in. Yeah, yeah, you know all about it. But here's the catch, your ladyship, you don't. You don't know a damn thing about it. Nothing can be sold or whole that has not been rent. Now I am the king of the cats. And one more thing, m'lady, I am glad it wasn't you. Formerly yours, Jake.
Mademoiselle Christine Jorgensen, Dover Inn, Dover, England, May 17th, 1953. Dear Davy, I know what you're wondering. What happened after you left for Marseille? How did it go? Well, it went and went and went and was divine. Hard as I know it is for you to believe, my adorable little hormonal handful of horny youth, I didn't just undergo this major surgery in order to try out some new sex positions. Not that I'm saying that that would be a bad thing. After all, it's basically why Jake had his operation, and I'm so glad that he did. No, there was much more to it than that, and I know you're not the slightest bit interested in any of the rest of it, so it was lovely. Jake was the right man for me in so many ways. We talked and we drank. And we took our clothes off, which was not quite the easiest thing for either of us. We felt like prepubescent kids. There was a lot of looking and a lot of touching, gingerly at first. And when it happened, I felt somehow as though I had been made whole for the first time, as though for the first time that thing actually fit me. I don't know that there'll be a lot of sex in my new life. There'll be a lot who won't want me, and a lot who will want me for the wrong reasons, freak show reasons. And I don't have the most active libido in the world, so these past few days may have to make up for a whole lot. And believe me, they will. They will. I woke up very early this morning. Jake was still lying asleep on the top of the covers. I looked down at him, that thing between his legs. Once it had been the symbol of everything I hated about myself, everything that made me wrong, a freak, a stranger in my own body. Then, for a glorious moment in time, it had been hard and straight, and a connection of love between me and, quite probably, the only person who will ever understand me. Now it was nestled peacefully where it belonged, and I said an easy goodbye to it with a tiny kiss, and a fond goodbye to its new owner. I tiptoed out early this morning and caught the boat train. I left a note on Jake's pillow. It said, "I'll always love you, you old bear, and good luck in America. That's where you're going, whether you know it yet or not." Thanks again for being one of the good guys, Davy, and good luck with staying out of the army. I hope Roy and the senator can fix it for you, though frankly, I wouldn't count on either of those two to find a giraffe in a broom closet. Your pal and partner in crime, Christine.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Tad Richards and Jonathan Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Ali McGraw as Christine Jorgensen, Darren Dunbar as Davy Shine, and Jonathan Richards as Robert Cohn. Tune in next time to hear Edward R. Murrow say,
"I'm looking to shore up my team here at See It Now, and I'd like to have you on board, old friend. There is big game to be hunted."